This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A new VPR Vermont PBS poll is out today, and it takes the pulse of Vermonters ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. The poll was conducted by Braun Research under the direction of Rich Clark, a professor of political science at Castleton University and the former director of the Castleton Polling Institute. The poll asked hundreds of Vermonters questions to learn how they feel about candidates for statewide office and where they stand on key issues. And Rich Clark joins me now in our VPR studios to dig into these poll results. Rich, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
What was the methodology, first of all, for this poll?
So we used a random digit dial to randomly select people using cell phone and landline mix. So it's 50% cell phone, 50% landline.
What were some of the big takeaways here?
The first big takeaway is that there's no huge surprises. For a pollster, that's always good news. There are a few things that stood out, and we're finding that support for incumbents in Vermont is very strong. U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives, Lieutenant Governor's, Governor's race, and we also polled in the Attorney General's and the Secretary of State's race.
So when we talk about the gubernatorial race, for example, there has been some speculation around whether or not Governor Phil Scott was weakened perhaps this year by some gun legislation that he passed at the end of the last legislative session. But what does the poll show?
Well, there's no evidence of that in the poll. He's going to carry his party pretty handily. Right now we have 71% of Republicans saying they're already going to vote for him. Republicans only 3% saying they vote for Hallquist. And when we look at the Democratic support, 26% of Democrats are going to vote for Scott and 50% for Hallquist. So he's carrying his party soundly, and he's carrying a good slice of the decideds among the Democrats, although there are a number of other candidates in the poll. And to VPR's credit, we asked about every candidate. We gave the names as options for every position. The third-party candidates are not polling well, but we have still a high number of not deciders. Remember, a poll is still a snapshot.
Right.
We finished this 3 weeks out from the election. Those of us who live in the political world and follow this might find it hard to imagine that people haven't made up their minds yet. But in fact, we have nearly just below 30% undecided still in the race. And we do not push people or probe people in their choices when we do the polling. We don't want to create opinion. We want to measure the opinion that's out there. So there's a lot of campaigning left to do, and I'm imagining that Hallquist and Scott are going to be busy up until the election, but people don't have to decide till November 6th.
That raises a question in my mind, though. What about early voting? Because Vermont has had early voting going on already. Did the poll filter out people that have already voted?
Yeah, so we asked, and we had an unreasonably high number of people who said that they voted already. It was about at 10%. We had 6% of the registered voters have asked for a early absentee ballot. 3% of them have already filed it. So 3% of registered voters' votes are already in this race, which is high given that it was 9% total in the last election.
Aside from the candidates, then, which single expense causes the most financial stress for people? This was a poll question.
We asked this as an open-ended question, so we didn't give them any sort of cues as to where they might go with this. But housing costs, 32%. So nearly a third of people cited housing costs. And that could be either rent or mortgage. This wasn't just a...
Or property taxes, for example?
Well, property taxes, if they said taxes, we broke that out separately under taxes. 18% cited taxes. Taxes resonated really high with people in the northern Vermont, the Northeast Kingdom, and all the counties north of Chittenden. 27% saying that taxes were their biggest concern. When we get to Chittenden County, however, 40% cited housing costs as one expense that caused them the greatest stress.
Another issue that's been in the news quite a bit these days is racism. And Representative Kaya Morris recently stepped down. She was the only African-American representative in Montpelier, and saying she had been harassed. Do Vermonters think it's a problem, and do they think enough is being done to address issues surrounding race?
So we have a slight majority saying that it's either a big problem, 17%, or somewhat of a problem, 36%. What we're seeing, though, among Democrats, 60% saying it's either a big problem or somewhat of a problem. With Republicans, it's only 30%. There's that partisan difference, and that bleeds over to the question where we ask them, is the state doing enough to address issues of race? We have a clear majority, 58% of Democrats, saying that the state is doing too little, and 15% of Republicans saying that they're doing too little. For Republicans, 24% suggesting that we're doing too much.
Of course, the poll also took into the zeitgeist, if you will, the Me Too movement, asking Vermonters about sexual harassment, if they've witnessed it or experienced it themselves. What were the results there?
So it's not so much an attitudinal question, but a behavioral question, asking them if they have ever personally experienced or witnessed sexual harassment in a Vermont workplace or institution. We found 1/3 of all women saying that they have, contrasted with only 19% of men who say that they have. So 26% overall saying that they've witnessed something firsthand. In addition to gender, we see an age difference. Respondents 18 to 44, 33% say that they've witnessed something. 27% when we get into the age group of 45 to 64. And for those 65 or older, only 17% say that they witnessed something. From prior studies that we've seen too, that may be in part definitional in what they define as sexual harassment in the workplace, driving some of those numbers.
Rich, I'm curious too about something you said at the beginning. None of the poll answers were really that surprising to you, and that's, you don't want surprises as a pollster. Why is that?
When we have a surprise, we have to wonder if there's a problem with our data or not. You got to remember that when we're doing random samples, we always report the sampling error, and it's at a 95% confidence level, right? So 95% of the time, we would expect these poll results to be within 4% of the true population. Well, that means that 1 in 20 times we're going to expect or have to assume that we have a sample that falls outside of those parameters. We don't want that heading into an election to be that one sample outside.
Rich Clark is a professor of political science at Castleton University. He directed the VPR Vermont PBS poll, which is out today. Rich, thanks so much for being here.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Mitch.
And the full results of our poll are available on our website, vpr.net. The results are open source, so anyone can look at the raw data along with the demographic breakdowns.